Hoshea Perek Tes Pasuk Vav. We've given up the bounty of Eretz Yisrael, the spirituality of Eretz Yisrael, the rewards of Eretz Yisrael for Esnan Zona. And then we kind of wallow in that. Ki hine halchu mishod. Behold, they have gone away because of plunder, for the plunderers who come with the Nebuchadnezzar. And we know from Eicha, it's not just the Nebuchadnezzar, it's all the other nations who join in to be anti-Semites and destroy as much of the Jews as possible. Moab and Esav and everybody else partaking in the despoiling of the Beis HaMikdash, even though they had no business being there, but they're thrilled. It's a UN pile-on on the Jews every chance you get. Mitzrayim tikabtzeim, mof tikabrem. Egypt will gather them. We said before that Ephraim was going to go back to Egypt, which also might imply going back to the mindset of Egypt, of pleasure and degradation and materialism. But it also can refer to the Jews who went back after Yirmiyah to Egypt to try to escape there. And Yochanan ben Kareach, in Yirmiyahu Mem Gimel, we learned about them. And Moph is going to bury them. They're going to die there and they're going to be buried there. Machmad lechaspam, the treasure houses for their silver. Kimosh yirashem. Thistles will inherit them. Choach be'alehem. Briars will be in their tents, in their dwellings. So all the precious buildings which house treasures, Barbanel says this, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is going to be overrun with thistles and briars while the Jews go running to Egypt, running to Bavel, running to anywhere but Eretz Yisrael. And they never return. All the rich possessions they had left behind, which they had aspired to with their money, says Dr. Mendel Hirsch, were left to become just copses of thorns and thistles to fall into complete permanent decay. Think about Eretz Yisrael over the millennia before the recent Yishuv and resettlement over the past 75 to 100 years. Zayin bo yimei hapikudo. Hapikuda. Sorry, the trup and the nikudos are confusing me. The days of accounting, the days of the visitation of your averos, says Rashi, the appointed time, have come. Bo'u yimei hashilum. The days of compensation, of recompense, payment for the averos have arrived. The accounting is due. It's judgment day. Yedu Yisrael. Let Yisrael know, Hoshea. Let him know. Evil Hanavi, the prophet is going to be a fool, an evil. There are true prophets who eventually fall off and become fools. Rashi says this, talking about a fellow named Hananya ben Azur, who we met in Yirmiyahu Chaf Ches, who was originally a true Navi but becomes a fool. But Radak and Abarbanel sees the false Nevi'im are fools, who constantly say there's going to be peace, and they tell people what they want to hear, everything's going to be good. So it could be that the people are just not paying attention to the true prophets and considering them fools. Mishuga ish haruach. The man of spirit is crazy, is crazed, is mad. Because the bad days have come, and you realize they were just lying through their teeth. Al rov avonecha v'rabah Mastema, because of your great iniquity, because of your great avon, your great sin, and the hatred is great. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates what you've done. Don't hate the player, hate the game, says Rashi. I mean, not necessarily in those words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sone ma'aseichem. But that's pretty much, don't hate the player, hate the game. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, but the things we do. Don't tell your child you are bad, say you did a bad thing. In the parenting books. But Rabba Mastema, does that not describe how the world feels about the Jew nowadays? Rabba Mastema, the hatred is great. When the day of accounting comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hatred is great. How many countries let in the Jews from the Holocaust to help them survive? Not too many. Ches Tzofe Ephraim Im Elokoi. Ephraim is a prophet with my God. Ephraim sends false prophets, but to prophesy in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying that there's going to be peace. So Ephraim claims to be a prophet of the true God, but they're saying nonsense at the time. And Radak underlines that. He's the false prophet. He prophesies in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not really HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's prophesying for. Navi Pach Yakosh Al Kol Derachav. The prophet lay a snare, a trap for birds, on all of his ways. Mastema Beveis Elokav, causing hatred in the house of his God, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says this refers to the murder of Zechariah HaNavi, where Kohen Benavi is killed there. Now, this is the people of Yehuda. So Radak says that Medrash connection is questionable because the people of Yehuda killed Zechariah, not the people of Ephraim, and we're talking about Ephraim. So the hatred in the house of the gods, Radak suggests, is false prophecies in the shrines of the golden calf. So it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Elokoi or Elokav Hashem. It's Elohav, his gods. Now, or Marikra says they hate the true prophet that they found in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rabba Mastema really is striking to me in a time of incredibly accelerated and loud anti-Semitism in the world right now. Rabba Mastema might be the watchword for our generation over the last 3 to 4 years, especially the last 2 years since October 7th, 2023. Finally, Tess, Miku Shichesu. They have deeply corrupted themselves. Kimeha Giva, like in the days of Giva. Giva of Binyamin, Pilegesh Begiva, some say. Or Giva when they demanded a king, Shaul, in Giva, from Shmuel Hanavi. Yizkar Avonam, Yifkor Chatosam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remember their iniquity. He's going to do a visit, compensate for their sins. We deeply corrupted ourselves and we've gone too far. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu never forgets, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to eventually, payback time is going to come.